This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So mincemeat, the way I do it, I don't like candied peel.
Candied
peel, I hate it. So I make it for that reason, that I don't. You can leave it out. So I've got my dried fruit and loads of different things, John. There's a wee bit of, I actually had some dried pears. It's a good way of getting rid of all those wee odds and ends. There's dried cranberry in it. There's a bit of dried fig, and then just raisins. But any dried fruit is fantastic. And then I do a vegetarian version, so not suet. I use just cold grated butter. And that's in there. And then there's grated cooking apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then sugar, brown sugar. So, and then get that in. And then our spices.
This is a silly question. What is suet? Is suet just fat? Is
it just animal fat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So grate your cold
the
butter
then
instead.
The animal has to die first, whereas with butter, it's
it
okay.
Doesn't. It's just it
keeps giving. Right. So a couple of teaspoons of mixed spice you can put in, and then a couple of cinnamon, and then some. I've got a wee bit of nutmeg and clove, anything, whatever your favourite is.
Uh-huh.
And then the alcohol. So this is important. Bit of brandy.
Uh-huh.
Bit of port.
Look away, James.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to put alcohol in it, you don't have to. I've got the juice of the fruits as well. So don't put it in, but it won't last a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This, and it's for preservation purposes. This is for why, this is why you do it, to keep
taste.
It moist.
Yeah,
keep
and
it,
for taste. This is, I normally every year put in like a orange liqueur, but I found this grapefruit liqueur. So pink grapefruit liqueur and a wee bit
that
of that. I think this would be nice.
Colour.
Yes, yeah.
It always
just a splash.
It always amazes me with chefs, you know, like their measurements. They're so natural at doing it.
Yes,
all the time.
Where's the teaspoon?
Yeah. I've been round the block a bit, Mark. So it's sort of, there's some of these things that come naturally now, you know. Yeah. Then sometimes when I'm doing a cake, I would be like really, you know, quite precise about it. You know, but this kind of thing, there's room for error.
Yeah. See, that's the bit of bacon I don't get is for me it has to be precise. If I'm baking something, if I put too much, I'll put too much of the wrong thing in, and it'll be a disaster.
Uh-huh.
But you can do it kind of just.
Yeah, but I'm baking
a
cake. Honestly, I've been nearly down to the last gram just to
really?
Be on the safe side. Yeah. And that's it.
So that's your wet mix then all
it.
In.
And then you stir that up, give it a good stir, and that goes into a jar. Leave it for at least a couple of days before you use it, or a year in my case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but honestly, it was in a... It was
so it doesn't
you know,
be
was,
cooked or it doesn't be...
No, that's it. And the thing about it is, if it's like a jam, it's in a sterilised jar.
Yeah.
And it's...
A clean jar.
A very clean jar that had been in the dishwasher. Yeah.
Okay.
And a high heat dishwasher. And then this is just something different from mince pie, but obviously that would be lovely with mince pie. I just made a biscuit base, which is the same as you do with a caramel square. So, you know, just sugar, butter, flour, rub it together until it starts to clump, and then just press it into a dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bake that or bake it in a baking tray. And then when it comes out, after about 10 minutes, just spread the mincemeat over the top. And at this stage, you could actually, if you wanted to with this, put a wee bit of grated apple, if you know, a bit of grated cooking apple or a grated eating apple. And then the streusel topping is flour, butter, sugar, brown sugar this time, and then a few nuts. And you could put spices in it, but I didn't because there was spice in there. And that's it, John. And that all gets baked. And it makes like a kind of a bar, you know, like a biscuit.
Uh-huh. And it's called streusel tart.
So that the streusel's a bit in the top. Yep.
We've had a question on text saying, would Paula use chopped walnuts that are in a sealed bag dated July this year?
Now, if it's a sealed bag, open them up and they might be okay. But if it smells like a dirty chip pan, into the bin.
Okay.
Use your instincts. But I think it's in a sealed bag. Normally what happens with nuts is that they get, when you open them, they get exposed and the oil turns.
Yeah,
but,
rancid.
Just taste them, and if they taste a wee bit,
smell them first of all.
Them.
If it smells like a rotten chip pan,
buck them out.
If they taste nice, that's the official
use
line.
If they taste okay, use them.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah,
it's all about common sense, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. And then just to go with this, Joe, just a hot chocolate because you know it's Sunday. You've had it, your stir up. You have this. So rather than using dark chocolate, I'm using white chocolate. So in here, the zest and juice of an orange, some sugar, boil that up till it's quite syrupy, and then milk and cream, bring that up to a nice simmer, fire in some good quality white chocolate.
White chocolate.
Don't use the boy with the glasses and the horse on it. It'll not work for you. Okay, just use the nice Swiss stuff. All right, this is time for celebration.
Splash out. Bit of luxury.
Yeah, wee bit luxury. And then in there, just at the end as well, just some I can't see anymore. Have you noticed that? I'm trying to see.
Cinnamon.
No, just a wee bit of brandy.
Right.
So James, you can't have this either. I'll buy you a Mars bar in the canteen. Okay. And it just, there's a wee shot there, John. And then a wee tiny, 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 tiny bit of nutmeg on top of that. And that's your fermented mincemeat pie. That's very trendy now.
Fermented?
No, I'm only joking.
So, and this is the way you would, so we'd eat this with a wee.
Yeah, just have a wee.
Or you could pour this over the top. Oh, that smells medicinally very good.
This is a drink. It's just a shot. You know, just like a wee sort of a, it's like an eggnoggy kind of thing without the egg.
That is delicious. It's very fruity. You can't really taste the alcohol.
It's positively healthy, that, really. You know, it's a healthy breakfast drink.
It tastes like it.
Yeah.
It tastes like it's healthy, all right. And this. So this is like a German Fleisch graveyard, really.
That's more.
No offence.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
That's it. It's cross-cultural.
It's German. Friedhof is a graveyard. Friedhof.
Yes, make the most
Friedhof
of it.
Friedhof des Fliegels.
After
a Fliegels Friedhof.
After next year, you'll not be able to have any of those.
That's right. Get them in now.
No, get them in now. Get the German Fleisch graveyard. Your graveyard's beaten into you now because, yep.
Mincemeat streusel tart with hot white chocolate, orange and brandy shot as well.
Now, doesn't that mincemeat taste nice?
That would just make you feel good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Delicious and sweet and spicy and gorgeous. Ready for Christmas. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.